KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Straight up at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies. It's 29 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. An effort to replace one of the famous covered bridges in Madison County is gaining momentum. The Cedar Bridge near Winterset was destroyed by arson last April. Brenda Hollingsworth with the Madison County Historical Preservation Association says the fundraising goal for replacing the bridge is $550,000.
So we are at $246,000, and we have made an application for a Great Places grant that would pay for the remainder of that.
The group should learn by December 15th that they'll be getting the grant from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs.
With this particular grant, we have a two-year window to finish the project, so we wouldn't have to complete the bridge until 2019, which is a reasonable time frame to do that.
If they don't get the grant, Hollingsworth says they plan to stay on their proposed timeline of beginning construction in late 2018. The Cedar Bridge was featured on the cover of the best-selling novel, The Bridges of Madison County, which was adapted into a 1995 movie starring Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. The bridge has been destroyed twice by fire. It burned in 2002 when insurance helped to fund a replacement. Premium rates increased and the insurance was dropped. Hollingsworth said that will never happen again, and all six covered bridges in Madison County are now insured. Three people between the ages of 17 and 19 were arrested and charged with setting the April 15th fire at the Cedar Bridge. Dogs may be a man's best friend, but puppy sellers can be among our worst enemies. Iowans are being warned about a series of scams involving online dog sales. Jim Haggerty of the Better Business Bureau in the Omaha Council Bluffs area says a three-month study of internet puppy ads brought very discouraging results.
Nearly 80% of the paid ads that you will see online if you do a Google search for a pet are believed to be, at any given time, fictitious, and set up by fraudsters who primarily reside in Cameroon, West Africa.
Still, the ads all claim they're based in the U.S., often in Texas. Initially, Haggerty said customers are often asked for a deposit. Later, they'll be notified the puppies are ready to be shipped and full upfront payment is needed, especially for several hundred dollars.
And normally, when these deals are being operated by scammers in Cameroon, they are advised to make their payments through wire transfers, usually at Western Union or MoneyGram.
Haggerty says customers are then told by an alleged shipping company that a special crate is needed for an extra fee. They may also get a report from the airport claiming the animal is in quarantine and requires a vet check prior to release, and that's yet another scam. Omaha resident Judy Stroy says she and her husband wanted to buy a beagle puppy from a breeder in Texas and had to send $400 via wire transfer, which they did.
The next day, I received the shipping instructions for the puppy, and they requested another $750 for pet insurance for the puppy, and it's like, whoa, red flag. You know, this isn't working. So I refused to pay the pet insurance, and the owner kept emailing me saying, please send this money, you know, and I said no.
And they lost the $400 deposit and never got the dog. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says cybersecurity is a constant challenge and that it's vital that his office get more state tax dollars in the next budgeting year. Pate says the iVote system that handles voter registration data needs attention.
That's a system that was built over 15 years ago, and obviously elections have changed dramatically since then. It needs some serious upgrades if we're going to go forward, and we need to look at replacing that system in the coming years.
Pate is asking the governor and legislators to provide his office with an additional $1.75 million for the budgeting year that begins July 1st. He'd spend much of that on upgrades for the voter registration system. Earlier this year, lawmakers set aside more money to replace a different computer system in Pate's office. It's the one used by people filling out online forms to start a new business.
A new fast-track filing system is going to provide Iowa's business community with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, whether it's 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon or 3 a.m. on Christmas morning. They'll be able to access it and do business.
That system should go live sometime this spring. Pate's office handled the records for more than 20,000 businesses that were launched in Iowa this past year. That's an all-time high in new business filings. He says the number of Iowa businesses being dissolved is declining as well. The Iowa Secretary of State's office has an elections division, but it also has a business division that handles documents for nonprofits, corporations, and partnerships that operate in Iowa. Officials with the Iowa Department of Corrections say a staff member was assaulted by a patient at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville at around 10 a.m. on Friday. The staff member, a nurse, was working at her computer terminal when the patient entered the office and began hitting her multiple times with a closed fist. Correctional officers and other staff in the area quickly responded and took control of the patient once they heard the noises coming from that office. The staff member was sent by ambulance to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. They were released from the hospital to the care of their family that same day. The incident remains under investigation and no further information is available at this time. Iowa Senate Republicans have released findings from an internal investigation into alleged workplace misconduct that says senators have made sexually suggestive comments or discussed sexual preferences on the chamber floor. A three-page internal review released Friday spans a period of between the end of 2012 and half of 2017. It doesn't break down how many senators took part in such activity or when. Several Senate GOP staff members also indicated they fear retaliation in reporting workplace misbehavior. Senate Republican leaders released the findings amid pressure from within their own party, including one from the GOP Governor Kim Reynolds, to disclose more information about the in-house investigation. Senate Majority Leader Bill Dix said he didn't provide more information earlier because he wanted to protect employee confidentiality. A former compensation commissioner in Iowa who alleges he was pressured by Governor Brunstad to resign because he's gay plans to take his discrimination case to trial next year. Chris Godfrey is seeking monetary damages in one of the first cases trying to hold the state financially liable for actions of officials that infringed upon the rights of an individual. The case is being closely watched by state agencies across Iowa. Godfrey's attorney says a similar federal lawsuit was dismissed after an Iowa Supreme Court ruling in June provided a path for him to seek increased financial damages in state court. The lawsuit alleges discrimination, retaliation, and extortion. Brandstedt has denied the allegations and said that Godfrey mismanaged the office. Brandstedt is now the U.S. ambassador to China. A quirk in the mail delivery system is forcing some residents of rural northern Missouri to have an Iowa mailing address, causing problems when they vote, pay taxes, and even when they die. U.S. Senator Clara McCaskill says it's one of the dumbest things she's seen and has sent a letter to Postmaster General Megan Brennan asking the issue be resolved. The agency says it's working with the Missouri Democratic senator on the issue. Local officials have been asking for years for help. In Missouri's Clark County, residents launched a petition drive this summer to get address changed because a new 911 system will need accurate addresses. The Iowa addresses aren't recognized in Missouri's voting system, and some affected residents have been asked to file taxes in the wrong state. Also in the news, the University of Iowa plans to demolish a part of a building that had been erected in 1899. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports that a portion of Seashore Hall will come down in early to mid-December. It's been the home to the Psychological and Brain Sciences Department and was the site of the University Hospital from 1899 to 1929. It's making way for a $33.5 million building that was expected to open in 2020. The demolition at the Iowa City campus is expected to take about 5 weeks. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.